This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, November 4th, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. Walton Arts Center presents the Christian Howes Quintet on Friday, November 15th for both a 7 and 9 p.m. show. This jazz violinist will perform modern jazz combined with his classical training with soulful expression. Tickets and more information are available at waltonartcenter.org or 443-5600. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, a conversation with Marcos Villatoro, an NPR commentator and documentary filmmaker. Plus, we speak with an expert about the signs of dyslexia. Also, the latest installment of Arkansongs. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas has our weekly political and business news recap and more. But first, comments last week by 2nd Congressional District candidate Ann Klemmer regarding the future of the state's alternative to Medicaid expansion, known as the private option, has Governor Mike Beebe talking about the consequences. Klemmer, a Republican, said she'd heard legislators discussing defunding the program during the coming fiscal session in February. Governor Beebe's spokesman Matt DeCampbell says failing to provide more than 200,000 low-income Arkansans with private health insurance would result in repercussions elsewhere.
When the private option was approved during the legislative session, it opened the door for some tax cuts based on the anticipated savings that would be created by the private option, because you would have federal money coming in, which would free up some state funds for other uses, and the legislature chose to assign those uses to tax cuts.
DeCampbell says the state's constitutional requirement of maintaining a balanced budget is the reason legislation like tax cuts would be put in jeopardy. The appropriation will require a 3/4 approval of the legislature. According to the Arkansas Realtors Association, home sales are up 18% from this time last year. Realtor Carolyn Cobb with Coldwell Banker says several things have contributed to the market's current success.
Factors just being interest rates remaining low, and you know, people moving before school starts or getting houses closed so that they can get their children in school. That's one thing. A good market in Arkansas right now overall, Pulaski County especially.
Benton, Pulaski, and Washington counties are ranked first through third respectively in terms of most units sold and highest valuations for both the month and the year to date. Cobb says the Arkansas housing market experienced a decrease in 2006 and is now leveling off. But the average price for the 43-county area surveyed was down about $1,500 from last year. Arkansas-based Ozark Mountain Poultry has purchased its second location and will be open for business next Monday. The new Batesville location formerly housed Pilgrim's Pride Corporation and is currently being renovated with modern equipment. The Rogers location supplies 1.5 million pounds of poultry per week to businesses such as Walmart, Chipotle, and Panera Bread. Ed Fryer, CEO of Ozark Mountain Poultry, says the new location will double the plant's production and create jobs in the community.
That will be a combination of people that work in the feed mill, work in the hatchery, and also work in the processing plant. Plus, we have several drivers, service technicians, and things like that that work for us. That also does not include, at 250 jobs, does not include about 100 farm families that will be raising birds for us in the surrounding area, just outside of Batesville.
Fryer says they are almost done with the hiring and renovation process. The Arkansas Department of Finance and Administration this morning announced general revenue numbers for the month of October. For the month, net available revenues totaled $372.8 million, which is 4.8% higher than last year, and $2.2 million above forecast. Gross revenue collections totaled $458.1 million, an increase of 3.6% over last year and 0.6% above forecast. 1 year from today, Arkansas voters will head to the polls, and at least one third party will be included on the ballot. On Friday, the Libertarian Party of Arkansas gained ballot recognition when the Arkansas Secretary of State's office verified more than the required 10,000 signatures of registered voters in the state. According to Talk Business Arkansas, more than 100,000 votes were cast for Libertarian candidates in Arkansas during last year's general election, but because the Libertarian presidential candidate did not receive 3% of the vote, the party was required to repetition the state. The Libertarian Party of Arkansas will nominate 2014 candidates at its February convention in Little Rock. Early voting begins tomorrow for the special election in Fayetteville. The three-question election will determine the future use of bonds funded by the city's 1% hotel-motel restaurant tax. If all three questions are approved by voters, the outstanding bonds used for construction of the Fayetteville Town Center would be refunded to the tune of $1.5 million. Up to $6.9 million would be awarded to the Walton Arts Center for its expansion project, and up to $3.5 million would be awarded for construction of a regional park. Early voting will take place from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. tomorrow through Friday at the County Clerk's Office in the Washington County Courthouse. No early voting will be held Monday, as it is Veterans Day. The Razorback volleyball team won one and lost one during weekend play. Arkansas lost Friday's home match in four sets to number 19 Kentucky, but won yesterday's match at Barnhill Arena in three sets over Ole Miss. The Razorbacks are now 14-10 on the season and 7-6 in SEC play. Arkansas returns to the road this weekend with matches at Alabama and Auburn. Tonight, there's a 70% chance of showers with lows around 50 degrees. Tomorrow, there's an 80% chance of showers before noon in northwest Arkansas and a 70% chance of showers in the Arkansas River Valley with highs around 64 degrees. Tomorrow night, there's a 90% chance of showers and expect lows around 57 degrees.